id-diversità rikka tal-popolazzjoni indiġena fl-Awstralja hija aspett li jolqtok u li jmur kontra l-idea żbaljata li n-nies Aboriġini u Torres Strait Islander huma razza ta' grupp wieħed ta' nies. Ir-realtà hija li l-poplu indiġenu jirrappreżenta mużajk ta' kulturi, lingwi, stili ta' ħajja u strutturi ta' razzezz. Meta tifhem u tiċċelebra din id-diversità kbira ma tkunx xi ħaġa li tiftaħ biss il-moħħ, imma hija wkoll parti essenzjali meta tikkomunika ma' komunitajiet ta' Aboriġini u Torres Strait Islander biex tibni rabtiet ġenwini u tibni relazzjonijiet relevanti. Il-popli indiġeni tal-Awstralja iżommu rabta profunda ma' l-art jew il-pajjiż tagħhom. Din hija xi ħaġa fundamentali għall-identità tagħhom u s-sens ta' appartenenza. Biex tifhem kompletament din ir-rabta għandek taraf id-diversità li teżisti fil-komunitajiet ta' l-ewwel nazzjonijiet. Anti Munja Andrews hija aboriġina anzjana minn Bardi Country fir-reġjun tal-Kimberley ta' Western Australia. Hija tgħid li wieħed mill-postijiet fejn għandek tibda huwa li tħares lejn il-mappa indiġena Awstraljana.
We invite people to take a look at that because there's about 500 nations that are on that map. So just at a glance, people can just see how diverse we are here in Australia. People don't realize to look at that and go, oh, I didn't realize there were so many groups, which there are so many nations, of course. Each nation has its own language or shares a common language with another. But so that's an awful lot of languages, an awful lot of nations.
Anti Munja hija awtriċi, avukata u koordinatur ta' Evolve Communities. Hija tenfasizza l-importanza li tifhem li mhux l-indiġeni kollha huma l-istess meta tikkomunika mal-popli indiġeni u tibni relazzjonijiet relevanti magħhom.
It's not a case of one size fits all. You've got to be aware of this regional and local diversity and shape your policies and frameworks and programs around that diversity.
Carla Rogers hija indiġena li taħdem fil-qrib ma' Anti Munja hija żittejt li dan l-arfin dwar id-diversità huwa kruċjali biex tifhem l-istorja tal-Awstralja li naqsmu bejnietna u għaliex hemm differenzi bejn popli indiġeni u mhux indiġeni li għadhom jeżistu sal-lum.
When Australia was first colonized and ongoing, it's the lack of awareness of this diversity that has been the core to our problem, many of our problems that exist now. Seeing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as one homogenous group and not acknowledging this rich diversity has meant that, for example, the missions, people have been lumped together, they weren't allowed to speak language, and in some cases people may not have been able to speak to each other because they had different languages.
Jiddependi skont in-nazzjon li tkun ġej minnu il-kultura, il-lingwa, il-mod ta' ħajja u anke l-istrutturi razzjali huma differenti kollha, anke l-arti tgħid Anti Munja.
I can tell just looking at Aboriginal art, I know exactly which area of Australia it comes from. It's that particular. Most people associate dot painting with Aboriginal culture, but that's just one nation. When you look to Bardi people, my people, we're saltwater people, our art is very much similar to other islanders around the world in that they're geometric paintings which depict the waves and it's not dot painting at all.
Anti Munja tgħid li il-popli indiġeni huma esperti meta niġu għal multikulturalizmu.
People think that it's a new thing, but my people have been dealing with multiculturalism for thousands of years. We've learned to interact with the other Aboriginal groups, learn to speak some of the different languages, but we've had to learn to interact with people that have different customs, different protocols and whatnot. So I always say to people, we are the experts in multiculturalism. And I think government especially needs to come more to First Nations peoples to show them how to do it better.
Dr. Mariko Smith ia tanisel iun buurt Japonis, ia curatrici ta museu, sociologista visuali u esperta tal istoria, ia tispiega li iffaċjat sfidigbar meta kienet edha tikber minħabba nuqqas ta' arfin ta' diversità fil-komunitajiet ta' l-ewwel nazzjonijiet.
Being someone who visibly looks of, you know, not white and also Asian as well, it was one thing to be seen as Asian in a predominantly white community and all the sort of racism that comes with that. But then when I say that I'm also Aboriginal, that I think takes it to the next level in terms of scrutiny and also discrimination.
Ija tgħid li l-Awstralja tal-lum qed għandha idea stereotipika ta' x'inhuma u minhuma l-popli indiġeni.
There are particular stereotypes and narrow perceptions about what is Aboriginality, who is an Aboriginal person. People are influenced very much around, you know, historical works and books and things that focus on, for example, skin color and sort of level of civilization. People who think that they haven't met an Aboriginal person in their life before, but I believe chances are they would have. It's just, you know, they wouldn't have conformed to people's stereotypes and conceptions.
Dr. Smith tgħid li l-Awstralja għandha tara u tħadden din id-diversità biex verament tkun inklusiva.
We need to break out of these sort of stereotypes where they're so limiting. If you're thinking about, you know, Aboriginal people in very sort of simplistic ways, then there's only really simplistic solutions. Such a complex and diverse concept that requires comprehensive and diverse solutions and thought as well. So there's a lot of misunderstanding, lack of interest, feeling uninformed in the community.
Meta nies mhux indiġeni ma jifhmux din id-diversità, dan fejn jistgħu jiżbaljaw, tispjega Carla Rogers.
When we don't understand that diversity, that's when, as an ally, for example, we can make mistakes. That's when we can say something that could be very hurtful and based on a stereotype, something that could be potentially racist, but generally something that's hurtful and it's a barrier to understanding.
Għalhekk jibda billi tħares lejn il-mappa u għaraf aktar il-pajjiż fejn qiegħed il-kultura tan-nies ta' dal pajjiż l-istess bħalma tagħmel jekk tkun qed tivvjaġġa madwar l-Ewropa.
Like you probably would do at home or any time you're traveling, is find out about, oh, whose country am I traveling through? Learning more about the languages in that area. And it's quite easy to do. You can just do an internet search or something to find out, you know, whose country, or you can have the map of Aboriginal Australia. So when you're traveling through Australia, just say you were going from anywhere on the coast, on the east coast, if you're traveling more than 2 hours, say from Sydney, then you're passing through a different country.
Antimunja tgħid li kemm il-kunsill ta' l-art aboriġina u l-kunsill lokali fejn toqgħod jistgħu jipprovdu aktar informazzjoni.
Various land councils around the country, they're a good starting point to, you know, make contact with them and ask questions of them as well. They're very good at letting people know. And interestingly, so are just your local councils as well. They've really come on board now, and most of them are familiar with who are the traditional owners and can at least direct you to the right people. Learn as much as you can. Engage, especially with First Nations peoples. There's no need to be afraid. Just introduce yourself. Go along to community events. As people begin to see you as a regular visitor, you'll find that they'll open up and may start calling you by your names once you've introduced yourself. But it's just like being brave enough to take that step to get to know your First Nations peoples and develop friendships. It does take time.